In today's show, Bitcoin retains $41,000 as Bitcoin exchange withdrawals match record levels. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Crypto Ed shares here, Bitcoin so far so good. I expected a move to 41,000, but I doubt about going for an extra leg down to the green box. Coming hours a bit more up, followed by a correction, retest of 40,500. And when that holds, we'll go for 42 to 43,000, lose 40,500, and we'll go for the green box. And as shared here by Matthew Hyland, Bitcoin has been in an uptrend on the daily time frame for nearly 3 months. That's right. And as Tech Dev points out, times change, assets change, macro aggregate human behavior usually doesn't. And as on-chain analyst William Clemente points out here, on only three other occasions have we ever seen Bitcoin withdrawn from exchanges at this rate. That's right. Can you say incoming? Bitcoin supply shock. And as Plan B shares here, Bitcoin price, short-term hodler realized price, and two-year hodler realized price, all about the same level, up or down. That is the question. And quoting U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, I'd be fine with making Bitcoin legal tender. This is an incredibly blossoming industry. And this just in breaking news, a bill regulating the Bitcoin and crypto market in Brazil is expected to be approved this year. That's right. Brazil Senate announces incoming approval of the Bitcoin law. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki says one Ethereum competitor is just getting started and predicts inflation will wipe out the U.S. economy, which he reveals in this new interview with Stansberry Research. Quoting him here, the best deals are always done early. When people say, do you invest in Bitcoin? My answer is yes. When it was 6,000, Solana is still early and it's got a possibility. It's a long shot. And he also goes on to share, inflation goes up and the average American doesn't have $1,000. 40% of Americans don't have $1,000. So when inflation goes up, we're going to wipe out 50% of the population. And that is when the revolution starts. Also in today's show, analyst who called the May 2021 crypto collapse says case for $135,000 Bitcoin is in play. That's right. We're talking about Dave the Wave. I'll be breaking down his bullish $135,000 Bitcoin price prediction. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin held on to its fresh gains on April 14th after a rebound in line with Wednesday's Wall Street open, flipped the mood. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Coin Telegraph Markets Point TradingView showed Bitcoin still trading above 41,000 this morning on Thursday, having reclaimed the $40,000 mark during the move higher. And as Crypto Ed shares here, Bitcoin so far so good. I expected a move to 41,000, but I doubt about going for an extra leg down to the green box. Coming hours a bit more up, followed by a correction, retest of 40,500. And when that holds, we'll go to 42 to 43,000, lose 40,500, and we'll go for the green box. Now, 40,500 showed no signs of falling at the time of this recording, but volatility ebbing into Thursday and Bitcoin seeing no major threat to its bounce. And zooming out, others took the opportunity to argue that despite the lack of bullish sentiment, Bitcoin itself was far from bearish this year. As Matthew Hyland points out here, Bitcoin has been in an uptrend on the daily time frame for nearly 3 months, which he shares here in this chart. That's right. And the lower the time preference, the less cause for panic. Year to year, fellow analyst Tech Dev demonstrated Bitcoin had more than a passing resemblance to traditional market behavior, even after dropping over 50% from November's all-time highs of $69,000. As he shares here, times change, assets change, macro aggregate human behavior usually doesn't. Everyone has different time frames and strategies for trying to gain an edge on theirs. Macro investors often use macro structure and or fundamentals. Thanks for entertaining my probabilistic take on this market, as Bitcoin stock's correlation is nonetheless a cause for concern for some, with a drawdown tip to impact the price significantly. Meanwhile, exchange withdrawals are heating up for Blockware-led insights analyst William Clemente. Meanwhile, there are other reasons to keep the faith. Cryptocurrency exchanges were losing BTC reserves at a rate rarely seen before, he noted on Wednesday, implying that any rise in demand would compete with a rapidly dwindling supply, boosting the price performance further. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, on only three other occasions have I ever seen Bitcoin withdrawn from exchanges at this rate. Can you stay incoming? Bitcoin supply shock. And Plan C responded, the previous five times over 95,000 Bitcoins were removed from exchanges within a 30-day time frame. A significant uptrend followed. 97,255 Bitcoin has been removed from exchanges in the last 30 days. Will we see six straight? Now, Glassnode's net position change indicator tracks both upwards and downwards changes in balances on 18 exchanges. Exchange withdrawal spikes are a much debated phenomenon, and excitement among pundits have increased this year in line with accelerating demand. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock-to-flow model, Bitcoin price, short-term hodler realized price, and two-year hodler realized price, all about the same level, up or down. That is the question. And quoting U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, I'd be fine with making Bitcoin legal tender. This is an incredibly blossoming industry. Ain't telling no lies. And this just in, breaking news, a bill regulating the Bitcoin and crypto market in Brazil is expected to be approved this year. But before I break this down, let's first take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up about 3% for the day, maintaining just above $41,000. We have Ether up 1.5%, trading just under $3,100, while Solana, Binance Coin, Avalanche, Polkadot, Luna, and XRP are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The bill regulating the crypto market in Brazil is expected to be approved by the National Congress in the first half of this year. According to Cointelegraph Brazil, the legislation, which has been debated in the Chamber of Deputies since 2015, has been approved in the first round of consideration. The Senate has attached to it another crypto-focused bill, which has already been approved by the Economic Affairs Committee of the Senate. Now, the two legislators, Senator Araja and Deputy Arero, both reporters of the aforementioned proposals in their respective legislative chambers, are drafting a unified text of the bill that will be sent to the full Senate vote. I'm doing everything in contact with the chamber's reporter, who did a very good job. The central bank's technical team has also been very helpful. The texts are similar and converged into one, says Senator Araja, and also pointed out that the president of the Senate, Rodrigo, is expected to put in a unified bill to an April plenary vote, and shared, by joining the projects together, we accelerated the approval of this cryptocurrency milestone. There is a market demand for a safer business environment and the need for criminal classification to avoid fraud, in addition to adjusting Brazil to international agreements. And it's important to point out, the approval of this law in plenary will not make Bitcoin legal tender in Brazil, as it is for El Salvador. The proposed law would allow for the Brazilian president to determine a federal entity responsible for establishing the rules for cryptocurrencies. The president would either create a new regulator or delegate this function to the Nation's Security and Exchange Commission or the Central Bank of Brazil. The regulator will also be responsible for defining market guidelines and establishing norms in line with the international standards to prevent money laundering and concealment of assets. This bill also proposes a penalty of 4 to 8 years in prison, in addition to a fine for those who commit fraud in the provision of virtual asset services. Now, another point highlighted in the bill is a set of incentives for crypto miners to set up shop in Brazil. That's right, Bitcoin game theory in full effect. It proposes to exempt the import of ASICs to the country from taxes. However, this cannot be enough to lure Bitcoin miners into the country, provided that energy rates in Brazil are among the highest in South America and about five times higher than in nations like Paraguay and Venezuela. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki says one Ethereum competitor is just getting started and predicts inflation will wipe out the U.S. economy. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.9 trillion with $82 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 41%, even with the Ether dominance at 19.5%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Kyber Network leading the pack up 25%, trading at $4.71, followed by Compound up 19%, trading at $154, followed by ThorChain up about 18%, trading at $9.04. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see a sea of red, which is a handful in the green, including Safe up 55%, Ape up almost 20%, Comp up almost 12%, and Near up 12%. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 25, last week a 34, and last month a 21 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD. Buy that freaking dip, just like Michael Saylor and the Luna Foundation Guard. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The author of Personal Finance book published over 20 years ago, Rich Dad Poor Dad, is diversifying his crypto portfolio while predicting a looming major market crisis. That's right. In a new interview with Stansberry Research, Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki was asked why he recently added Solana to his portfolio. This was his response. The best deals are always done early. When people say, do you invest in Bitcoin? My answer is yes. When it was $6,000, Solana is still early and it's got a possibility. It's a long shot. Now, Ethereum rival and smart contract platform Solana is currently the seventh largest crypto asset by market cap, a blockchain known for scalability, speed, and low transaction fees, which has been fully embraced by FTX. And when asked about the US dollar inflation, the one-time best-selling author claims a large portion of Americans don't even have $1,000 as evidence that inflation will irreparably alter American life as we know it. As he shares here, inflation goes up and the average American doesn't have $1,000. 40% of Americans don't have $1,000. So when inflation goes up, we're going to wipe out 50% of the population. And that is when the revolution starts. And he makes a great point in how sad that is, that the average American doesn't even have $1,000 to their name. That's why it's so important to be stacking sats. Now, Kiyosaki failed to produce data to back up his 40% of Americans claim or even clarify what he meant by revolution. And when the interviewer asked about potential crypto regulation, we're talking about Daniela Cambone, the self-proclaimed financial guru, warned of a Big Brother style hostile government takeover. As he shares here, that's if they go to the government crypto, the government Bitcoin, or whatever they call it, they'll trace it. And in September of 2021, the author predicted a giant stock market crash coming in October that never materialized. Kiyosaki has doubled down on his predictions since then, foreseeing an incoming biggest stock market crash in the history of the world. And at the time of this recording, such a crash has yet to materialize, while Kiyosaki maintains that such a crash is imminent. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the best-selling author. And to watch the entire interview between Robert Kiyosaki and Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, entitled Inflation Will Wipe Out 50% of the Population, It's the End of America, warns Robert Kiyosaki. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, analyst who called the May 2021 crypto collapse says case for $135,000 Bitcoin is in play. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,100 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasting platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The analyst who called the May 2021 crypto market collapse says there is now a case to be made for Bitcoin to rally to its way to the $135,000 level. Send it. The closely followed synonymous analyst known as Dave the Wave tells his 96,000 Twitter followers that based on one theory, Bitcoin could top out at roughly 229% above the current price levels about a year from now. That's right. By drawing straight long-term trend lines through each Bitcoin bull cycle, Dave the Wave identifies each cycle's bottom, top, and bear market bottom, as he shares here on crypto Twitter, one for the bulls, projecting $135,000 target mid next year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And based on his hypothesis, the analyst projects Bitcoin slowly grinding up to about $135,000 by early to late 2023. And in the short term, the analyst doesn't discount a tagging of new local lows. According to Dave the Wave, if Bitcoin ends up collapsing, then Bitcoin can find support at the bottom of a logarithmic growth curve down to $20,000 before rallying once again. Now, my personal prediction, I do not see the Bitcoin price even going back down to $30,000, let alone $20,000. I feel like $40,000 is the new low, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Quoting him here, if it were to play out like this, the log growth curve base would provide solid support and then off to the races again. And for those long-term bullish on the king crypto, the analyst says that a downtrend capitulation might be ideal in order to reset important indicators such as the moving average convergence divergence, better known as the MACD. And based on the trader's analysis, the MACD, which identifies trends and momentum, is still signaling further short-term downside in the near term on all three major time frames, which he points out here, the monthly MACD correction and macro bull, the weekly MACD below the zero line and rolling over, and the daily MACD also below the zero line. And he also points out here, if there were an eventual washout, may well be the best thing for the macro bull moving forward. And he shares all these charts. I'll include all this in the show notes below the video in the description. What's your end of the year price prediction for Bitcoin? I still feel that 220,000 is in play, as Max Keiser has been predicting since last year. But let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Bitcoin retains $41,000 as Bitcoin exchange withdrawals match record levels, as well as breaking news. Brazilian Senate announces incoming approval of the Bitcoin law, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki says one Ethereum competitor, Solana, is just getting started and predicts inflation will wipe out the U.S. economy, as well as analysts who called the May 2021 crypto collapse says case for $135,000 Bitcoin is in play. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Jenny Jones wrote, JV, thanks for the exhilarating content and show. All I can say, crypto fam, is a rise to the occasion. Buy and hodl. No doubt, Jenny Jones, I appreciate your continued support. Hodl. And our next featured comment comes from Digital Gravity, who wrote, JV, good show. A significant portion of my like videos on YouTube are crypto news alerts. Doing my part for the algorithm. I appreciate the support so much, because if you don't like, subscribe, and comment, then YouTube doesn't show any love. So thank you, Digital Gravity. And our third and final featured comment comes from our very own Inner Dino, who wrote, thanks, JV. Another faultless performance. See you tomorrow. As always, fam, appreciate your continued support. Keep stacking them sats. And for an opportunity to be featured on tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below.